everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. Good morning. And a good morning.
That's going to be cool.
Let's get right to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Special Light Indicator and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, right here in Southwest Michigan. We love them. Your topic for today, what has your pet accidentally conditioned you to do?
Every time I walk by that food bowl.
Food!
It does. It just knows when I'm going to get up and knows when I'm going to walk by that thing. It does. And it's funny. It's like you can tell when it gets pissed. That little cat. I'm like, oh, you're a little mad, aren't you?
Yeah.
I can tell. You just don't walk by my food bowl and don't feed me. You son of a...
Food is definitely a good one.
I feed it because I don't want to get murdered by my cat. Because my cat can murder me.
He will murder you. It's not can, he will. At some point in time, you are going to be murdered by your cat.
That is my cat.
That is. You're gonna put one less little kitty snack in his bowl, and he's going to murder you for it.
It's gonna be a claw to the Adam's apple.
Just right there. my pets have accidentally conditioned me to do this. Hey, get out of the kitchen. I can hear them with their little tippy tappies. And so like if I go into the kitchen and make food and I come out and I'm sitting on the couch, I'll hear a little tick, 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 and I just know. And whether they're not, there's times where I'm like, hey, I won't even look. I won't even look over to the couch. I'll be like, hey, get out of the kitchen. And Kiki will be working at the table. And she'll be like, they're sitting here right by me. I'm like, just in case. Hey, get out of the kitchen.
Which dog is it? The one from Men in Black? Which one is that one?
Emery, our pug.
Emery, dude. Yeah. I love Emery, dude. Every time I see Emery, I'm like, dude, this dog's gonna say something to me. I know it. I know it's gonna speak English. It's gonna look at me when Brock's not around. I'm like, hey man, I can really talk.
He is so deaf right now that I'll hear him do his little tippy tabbies, but I'll say, hey. Get out of the kitchen. But he can't hear me. So then I have to go in there. He's licking the floor. I'll tap him on the butt, and he's just like, oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
He's pretty old, isn't he?
Oh, dude, he's old as balls. I think he's 14 now. pugs are not, which, by the way, too, if you're buying pugs, just know that they have been bred horribly. Like, this
is a struggle, right?
It's a horrible experiment that we as humans have done on these dogs. They don't have a nasal cavity, all right? They can't breathe, but we're just like, oh my God, he's so adorable. He's having a hard time breathing, but we love it. And he's like, you know what he's gonna say if he can ever talk back? I'm glad you think I'm cute, but I have literally been struggling to breathe my whole life,
lady. Yeah. I've been gasping for air for 14 years. Do you have any idea? Jeez, your dog all right, man?
I mean, yeah, if he goes to drink water, his nose is literally in the water. He's getting waterboarded just trying to drink.
Poor dog.
Damn dog. he just won't die. He just won't die.
Poor thing. He's a nice dog.
He's a good dog. He's a damn good dog, but oh my God. There are days where I'm like, buddy, I just let it go. It's fine. We'll miss you, but like, man, oh man.
It's like Jack on the door. Just let go, man. Sink to the bottom.
Just let go, buddy. You know what? We'll put a nice hole in the ground by the tree for you.
You're even showing them the hole. Like,
look, you could be here. You could be here permanently.
It's ready. It's nice down there, you know?
He's like, nope, I'm going to struggle for another 5 more years. You're gonna be putting a diaper on me, dude. And I'm like, oh God, all right, fine.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh, all right, I'll put some hay in the hole. It's comfortable. Yeah. You know? It's terrible.
Keeps me up at night, man. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook or give us a call. What has your pet accidentally conditioned you to do? And for anybody worrying out there, no, I'm not gonna murder my dog, okay?
All right. Well, you got hay in the hole. He's ready.
Kiki's like, did you already dig him a hole? This is ridiculous. Well, it's for naps for now.
I even got him a little tombstone.
Well, he's fine. He's fine. All right. We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. 7:45, Brock Hunter.
Give you up. I love this, man. You get Rick rolled on a Thursday.
Hey, now. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Hey, now.
Rick would be pissed.
He would be pissed. He'd whip my ass. Your special light topic of the day today. What is your pet accidentally conditioned you to do? Let's take a phone call here, see what your pet's got you doing. WIRX, hello.
Yes. I was calling about the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, mine, she'll get up on your lap. She'll get in your face and everything and sit there and paw you in your face, on your chest, scratch the hell out of you until you rub her belly. I mean, she will literally scar you, bruise you. She'll run and jump and kick you in balls just to make sure you rub her belly.
Pet my damn belly. Yeah.
She's hit me so many times in the balls, I've nearly curled on the ground crying.
Yeah, they got away with that. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
See, our Pomeranian does that. He'll jump up on the couch and then he'll just take his little paw and he's like, "You gonna pet me? You gonna pet me? I'm gonna keep doing this until you pet me."
Dogs love the stomach rubbed.
They do. Weird.
Dude, if you rub a cat's stomach, you're dead.
You're dead. Yeah. Yeah. I dare anyone.
A death wish.
To rub your cat's belly right now. I hope you got your will figured out because you're dead. You're dead.
Do you want to co-host? I'll be dead.
I dare you. Meow. Let's see. Jeff said 9 p.m. snack time. Every night, without fail, if they don't get a snack at 9, they start crying.
Really? It's funny how they know time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Like it's 9
p.m., huh?
9 o'clock. You haven't fed me, you son of a bitch. Here it comes.
Give me one of them bones, them dog bones.
Swear to God, feed me. Let's see. Aaron said, wake up an hour before my alarm goes off to let them out. So really, your alarm is an hour before. That's it.
So do you have to let your dogs out every morning?
Kiki does. I don't in the morning. But Kiki's always letting us. She lets them out in the morning, and then I'll usually let them out like when I get home from lunch or something like that.
Yeah. And if you don't, they'll pee inside? Or they'll wait?
Until they're absolutely ready to burst, they'll hold it. They're good about that. They're good about that. Kiki, on the other hand, if I don't let her out, she'll pee right in the house. It's right on the floor. It's ridiculous.
Why? How much water are these dogs drinking? So this is the question I have, because the other day I was watching this person walk a dog along the street. That thing peed on every tree it walked by. I counted like 10 trees.
Yeah.
Like, how much water is in that thing?
I think at a point, our dogs aren't even peeing anymore. They're just doing it out of habit. And it's like, dude, there's dust coming out. There's nothing in there. Come on, let's go.
They're marking their territory, right? Is that what's going on?
Yep, exactly.
So they're not letting it all go. They're kind of saving it as they go along.
Our dogs do a funny, stupid thing. You'll have Emery come up, pee on a tree. Bear will come up, pee right on that spot. Emery will be like, hey! That's mine. And then he'll go back in, and then Bear will go back.
It's
literally like a never-ending cycle of covering each other up. Yeah.
Then you slap him like Mo and Curly. I'm the man. And then you start peeing on the tree.
Exactly. Which I got way more in my tank. If those dogs think they're going to cover my scent, good luck. And then Kiki pees on the tree, and it's ridiculous. It's not.
And now Brock and Kiki are on a list.
Sir, it's for that hydrant's for the dogs, not for you. Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go. 925.
Showing them who's boss.
That's right. This is my hydrant. 925 WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What has your pet or pets accidentally conditioned you to do? We got more when you come back. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:56, Brock Hunter.
And
is the wife still sleeping?
Yeah. They're starting right up.
You tell that bum to get up. It's almost 8 o'clock, for God's sakes.
For the Plan B morning show. Get up, you bum.
You bum. Folks, your special light topic of the day today. What has your pet or pets accidentally conditioned you to do? Let's take a phone call here real quick. WIRX, hello.
Hey, Brock.
Yo, what's up, Sam?
Not much. All right. What my cat has taught me is if I don't show enough appreciation and love for the dead thing she will bring to the back door, The next time, she will bring the dead thing and put it into our chair or our bed where we can see it and appreciate it better.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Oh, yeah? You don't appreciate what I'm doing here? Okay, here you go. Dead bird on the bed. I love it. I love it. Sounds like
Hunter. That's what my cats taught me, the little bitch.
All right, Sam. Thanks for the call.
Yep, take care.
See ya. Does your cat get mad, Hunter, if you don't show appreciation for the things that's murdered?
It's wild. They definitely, like, there's two types of cats. There's some of them that display it. Tito's one of them. He likes to, like, put them out so you can see them. And he'll even, like, line them up in rows. It's like, dude, you're organizing your dead bodies? Kind of weird. There's other cats, like my buddy Ray, like, just started refinishing his basement. And his cat would take birds and, like, mice and all of its prey down behind the couch downstairs. So we, like, went to go remodel, dude, and he moved. He moved his couch, and it was like, you know, like the movie 300 when they have, like, the wall of bodies? It's basically what it was in mice behind his couch. Yes. He, like, moved his couch. Oh, my God! Dude, it was.
That's what that smell was. Just a mound of mice skeletons behind the couch. Jesus.
Like, yeah. This cat's down there, like, sharpening its claws with all of its dead body prey. It's just weird. Cats are weird. Let's chalk it up as cats are weird.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they've conditioned us to be terrified of them because we know they can murder us at any point in time.
Yeah. Creepy-ass cat.
We got some comments on Facebook. What does your pet or pets accidentally condition you to do? Gary said, make me call him Big Baby Jesus. What? What kind of pet is that? What is that?
You call me Big Baby Jesus. What?
I swear to God, if you don't call me Big Baby Jesus, I'm burning this house down. You're a dog. What are you talking about? Let's see. April says, my cat cries for me to watch him eat.
Really?
Watch me eat, meow. Richard's pet has conditioned him to cover him up at bedtime, tucking your dog in or pet, whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
That seems like a dog thing.
Dogs always sleep at the bottom of the bed. Is there any dog that sleeps up by your head?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got some friends that their dog. Nope, dogs. The dog sleeps up on top. I get a small little corner. I'm like, oh, my God. What are you doing?
Yeah, my wife's parents have a really big dog.
Yeah.
And I think it sleeps with them. I'm like, dude, that's like another human being.
Yeah.
It's like three people in a bed right there at that point. Yeah. You know?
Weird. We'll end with Gath writes. He said that his pet has conditioned him to pee on fire hydrants. Chris, you're not supposed to pee on the fire hydrant, okay?
Chris, you're going to end up on a list. Can't be doing that, bro.
I get it. It's tempting, but that you're not supposed to pee on the fire hydrant, okay?
Nah.
Of course, Gath.
I'm never going near another fire hydrant again.
Nah, ever.
You know?
That's how you get in trouble.
Showered.
How you get peed on. All right, we'll be back.